The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
There's a guy named Coyote Peterson, and he first started to get on our radar, probably a lot of people's radar, because he would take things that were dangerous, that have painful bites or stings, and let them bite him. The one that always stands out to me is the time that he took a snapping turtle, and then he put popsicle sticks on either side of his hand, and then the turtle was supposed to bite the spot where the sticks were, and then it missed. It missed the sticks, as if that wouldn't have been bad enough anyway.
So that was just so he could feel what the pressure was like without actually being bitten.
I think he was hoping to not have his finger broken.
But
he got the skin pretty good, I recall. But
I missed the stick.
Yeah.
I missed it.
But he's been hit by bullet ants. Is that what they are? Where people have compared the bite to
bullet ants.
Getting shot.
Yeah, there's, you know,
and lots of
murder
other
hornets and
whatnot. Bullet ants, murder hornets, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But in this case, you know, he's gone through all the creatures that are famous for causing a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I mean, short of getting bit by a cobra, which maybe he's done, I don't know, had the antidote nearby. This time he's going to take something that's around every one of our houses. I got stung by two of these this summer. I can't imagine doing what he's about to do. Because he's got basically a box of yellow jackets.
Yeah, it's like he just decided, okay, well, I've already done yellow jackets. Let's just do 200 of them this time.
Okay. Now, the third part, definitely the most entertaining part, is going to be the angry yellow jacket box. We have around 100 of these stinging insects inside of this contraption.
At this point, he's already disturbed them while wearing a beekeeper suit to get them to come out of their ground nest and up into this box. And they chased him for 150 yards before he made it to a river to escape.
Okay.
So it's already been a bad day because he said he got 20 stings through the beekeeper's suit.
Ow,
so he has what it looks like about, I don't know, a shoebox-sized box, all clear, sitting on this table in front of him with
a
couple hundred of them.
He's got a lot. I can't imagine just the 20. I got 9 once of yellow jackets. They were in the ground. And I didn't know they were there, and I was pulling weeds out. And I pulled a giant weed out of the ground and then walked forward another foot to get another weed, not knowing
they were
now under me.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I didn't see one until I was like, boom, boom. And I was like, it was like I was getting shot. I'm like, and I don't know where that. Well, I knew pretty quickly what had happened because I've dealt with ground bees before. And I just started running.
Were you wearing long pants or could they get up your?
Cause no, I was wearing shorts.
Like Daisy Dukes.
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Daisy Dukes Day.
Thank God none of them went up my shorts, though. They all went. They ended up like in my shirt. They like went up higher and
lucky.
They were on my back and my front pack and like shoulder area. I got them, and then I got a couple on the other side.
Mm. Yeah, he has painful. More than 20 million subscribers on YouTube, makes a fortune on that. He's had 4.7 billion views.
Wow.
So I think we saw that he makes 750 grand a month at one point.
Wow.
So you can see why it's worth it.
Oh,
I guess
stung by so many things for 700 grand a month.
What I'm going to do is remove the trap door, and my naked arm is going to go inside of the box. The real question is, after 15 minutes of being taken from their nest, are they still angry? Are they still
going to
sting? Or are they just going to crawl around on me?
No, they
look
pretty
mad. I have a feeling this is probably going to be a little painful. So here we go. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the angry Yellow Jacket box. One, two, three.
Oh, man. No.
Slides the little door open.
Beat drops.
I'm definitely just getting stung immediately.
Oh, and it's on the ends of his thumb and everything.
There's so many.
Yep, a lot of stings really quickly. All right, guys, I'm not going to be able to keep my hand in here very long.
They are so attacking his hand. There's
okay,
so
hand's
many.
Hand's got to come out. You guys are going to have to run because these things are going to
go. Oh, his hand's already swelling.
The guys on the camera goes, you guys are going to have to run because the original plan of keeping them in there is over.
Right.
And this is going terribly, and his hand is swelling. Holy cow.
God, look at his thumb. Okay. Yeah. It bit him like at the base of his thumb, and you can see it looks like he's got a bunion on his thumb.
Watching them sting his fingertips is one of the worst things. On an arm doesn't seem that bad, but the ends of your fingers.
Do they die right away when they sting?
No, I don't think they die.
I don't think Yellow Jackets do.
Okay, so they just keep going.
sting.
Yeah. Okay, the door. Help! Okay, this was a bad idea. Bad idea.
All of your ideas are bad ideas. That's why we watch you.
Yeah, your whole career is a bad idea.
They're all terrible ideas.
Also, rather than sliding the door like he's doing, couldn't he just folded the box over and down so that way he didn't have to worry about the door? Because the box has like a little sliding door on one side of it where he slid it open, put his hand in.
Like pull your hand out and then tip it upside down?
Yeah, do that real fast.
That seems pretty effective.
Like he waited for camera guy to set his camera down, grab the little sliding door, and then slide it in. He probably got stung two more times.
I think he's trying to reduce the amount that everyone else in the area is going to get stung too.
Else.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Can you imagine
care?
If the cameraman would have been like, no, this is stupid. I quit. Left the camera rolling and walked away.
Yeah, bro, you got this.
Do this next to a big pool and jump in.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Do it a little closer to the water, man.
Yeah. Bad idea. Put the door in.
Oh, imagine that. The camera fell off the tripod. Imagine if they got none of this on video because of that.
Luckily, they have two tripods.
There. No, it's not in the slot. Right there.
Yeah, settle down. It's not like you're getting stung by 200 Yellow Jackets.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm just going to run around in circles and make it feel better.
Does running help? Here, put on this funny foam finger.
Oh, he grabbed a GoPro.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Oh, yeah, they're still really, really angry. Oh, my gosh, I took a lot of stings.
I want to see your hand.
Man, box worked. Got stung.
Let me just try to come up here a little bit. All right, I'm going to run down and capture him.
Box engineer and builder.
Yeah, and who is thrilled because the box worked.
Did it?
I mean, I guess. They were still mad, and they stayed in the box while his hand was in the box.
For the most part, yeah.
He was in there for maybe, 10 seconds, if that?
Oh, my gosh. Holy cow, my arm is on fire right now. I'm getting like an instantaneous headache, too.
Maybe you should run in more circles.
Okay, so the second my pointer finger entered into there, they started swarming up the sleeve and stinging me again and again and again. And so a gazillion of them didn't get out and all over the corner. I had to keep my arm in there while we tried to slide the backside of the box in. I was
just the idea of getting stung on like the inside of my arms. Because, like, I already have a wrist thing.
Yeah.
But it's such a sensitive, sensitive area. That's got to hurt so bad.
Terrible. I had never been stung by one of these until this summer, and I just reached to grab the basketball, and it turns out they lived inside the pole of the basketball. And the ball goes there. I don't make everything. A lot of them miss and go back there. And that time it just pissed them off. And so one of the stings was right on the end of my thumb like that.
Yeah,
and the other two were like on the elbow.
So they're that much worse than just a regular bee sting?
I was shocked at how much worse it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And because my two of my boys had been stung by them in the past. And I didn't think they were, I thought a little bit of it was drama. And
they're
then
kids,
when it happened, and that's okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're kids.
But then afterwards, I said to both of them, I go, yeah, that really hurt a lot more than I thought it did.
They're like, yeah, told you.
Right?
You deserve it.
They probably did think that. Don't tell Dad, but I'm glad it happened.
panicked. I didn't know what to do. That was super intense and very, very painful very quickly.
Look at how big his thumb is.
Right.
Like, look at how wide it is.
Yeah, his palm is very swelly.
Very quickly. There's a lot of stings.
Oh,
oh
really.
My
look at all
God.
Those holes.
No.
So many holes in his hand.
Man, quickly. If you are a picker and you get stung like that, oh, those scabs are the best. It's the worst, but it's the best. Those little baby scabs, once you can pick them off and all that fresh skin's underneath them, that's the only reason I don't want to get stung, so I can have that relief. And you've never peeled off a scab and thought, wow, that felt amazing?
I don't even remember. I mean, those punctures are so small. I don't really remember getting enough to go, oh, no. These are like little tiny fun.
Yeah. And
oh,
said
man.
The woman who pulled scab. Glass out of her fingers with pliers this weekend.
Well, I told y'all I've only ever been stung one time, and it was by a red wasp. And it stung one side of my right leg and then immediately went into my left leg and was like, I'm going to die here. And I picked at that little scab for so long that it looks like a mole on my leg now. That's how bad the scar is.
I suspect they wouldn't have been that big if you weren't picking it.
Then. I know, but
take it from somebody who has not been stung by one thing twice, but I've been stung like 50 times in my life, and I don't think I've ever gotten like
no
big
marks.
Scabs.
You don't pick at your scabs?
I've never gotten big scabs from a sting before because I don't pick at them.
But when you have a scab,
you get bigger ones.
Do you pick at it and chew on it?
No. What?
Oh,
do
get
I
out.
Chew on
get
it?
Out. You're disgusting.
You've never chewed on a scab, like on your hand, and gotten it off because, like, you can't.
Boy, if I did, then I was young enough that I don't have any recollection of that.
They have that bumpy texture on the top. It kind of feels good. Why are you looking at me like that, Freebie?
You're just a little grotesque.
I'm not. I am.
Yeah.
The thing
you're
is,
the human equivalent of that area right under the urinals at airports.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.